Changing minds one thought at a time. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Changing Minds Online. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am doing awesome. Thank you. How are you, Akina?
I am great. I am super excited about our show tonight. Would you like to introduce our guest?
I would. So tonight is our Empowering Women series call, and I would love to introduce a friend of mine, Jessica Crystal Joy, and she is exactly the type of woman that we want to have on this Empowering Women series. Jessica is a feminine empowerment educator, and her focus is tuning into our intuition and being confident in our bodies. So as women, we know that all the time we kind of have this voice in our head that just tells us to do things, and we're going to find out tonight a little bit about what that voice is. You know, Jessica is going to teach us to really just tune into that voice in our head, to really just with ease and with grace to listen to that intuition and to use it to effectively just live our lives to the best way we can. Jessica, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I would just love for you to just tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and, you know, what you do and how you got really into this topic of intuition.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I'm a feminine empowerment educator, and even coming up to label what I'm doing was part of my journey, and intuition and tuning into my body and noticing what was working, what wasn't, was a whole piece of my puzzle and a foundation block. So I like to share information and teach from not only reading but experience. I feel that's one of the key steps into walking your talk and being a great teacher is actually knowing how to do something. So go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's awesome. Yeah, you bring up some great points, and I love how you're talking about intuition. And, you know, I've had a lot of cool experiences with intuition. Some of them I've shared already on this show and some of the things that happened in my own life. But I know not everyone on this call is familiar with intuition, and I personally never have studied it at the level you have. So can you just define for us, what do you mean when you're talking about intuition?
Sure. I like to do an equation here. It's not going to be algebra or anything that complicated. To me, intuition equals faith internally. Why I say that is intuition is usually something that happens ahead of an event, ahead of a choice, ahead of anything that you can see in our day-to-day world. So it's also coming from the internal because usually, as you, Jessica, said, it sounds that you're really connected to using your mind and using thought and the knowing ability to really guide your life. Other signs of intuition would be coming from a feeling place, having maybe an expansion or contraction in your stomach when you're around certain people or maybe in certain events. Maybe you have maybe a feeling, coldness of heat or something. That can be intuition as well. It's having some signal in your body or some immediate change that you notice that's giving you advice that you're like, okay, somehow I just know either I need to leave, I need to talk to this person, something, and you go this way, or you let the outside world, which is why I need to share and why we need to have these radios, tell us what we're feeling is wrong, we're stupid, and we need to just go with what we see. So that's why it's important to have conversations like this about intuition, because it's really about trusting yourself, even if the outside world doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And I think, you know, a lot of what you're saying really resonates with me. And person where I've, you know, since the age of 12, I've studied meditation, and I've had, you know, for me, it was through God, a relationship with someone else. And I know everyone really calls it something different, whether you call it the voice of God or the universe or, you know, whatever name you assign to it. You know, I believe all the time that I'm receiving information from something that is something other than myself, and I just think things. And, you know, that to me is really what intuition is. So it sounds like we're on the same page. And like you said, intuition is really important because we need to learn to trust ourselves. And, you know, how has learning to trust your inner voice and really pay attention to what that is and identifying it, how has that impacted your life?
Well, how long do we have? For me, one of the really important reasons why tuning into your intuition, using it as a muscle, and becoming masterful with it is important is it saves a lot of pitfalls. It saves a lot of drama. It also saves potential experiences of codependence. Now, what I'm saying here, and I like that you said we're on the same page, is languaging is important to me. Everybody has definitions for certain things that are a little bit different or tweaked a little bit differently. So to make sure that we all are talking specifically about what it is we're trying to describe, I think, makes communication easier. So codependence is feeling that you have to do something for something else, or your happiness or joy or confidence is dependent on somebody else. All that goes away for me in my world when I use my intuition. A quick example of this is oftentimes when I'm in a social situation, I always have a feeling, and it usually comes in my stomach first. It's usually a stillness or a feeling of heaviness, even when I don't eat anything, that, hey, the energies of the conversation, the flow of the conversation, the pep and the step is going away. And it's time for me to either leave or move to somewhere else. Just switch it up, if not completely leave. And I'll also feel kind of maybe a staleness in the air, kind of like stale air conditioning, even if I'm outdoors. And more times than not, the few times that I don't say, hey, I got to go, I end up feeling overwhelmed. Sometimes the party takes a different turn of events, and I don't end up enjoying it just because of the type of people that show up or the events that happen. And that's just an example of why paying attention to intuition is important and how it helps make my life easier and how it changes my life.
Yeah, that's really awesome, and I really like some of the examples that you're giving. And, you know, one of the things that you said is something I really have been doing a lot of reading about. And many people, you know, think that as women, you know, they say, oh, you know, you feel emotions in your heart. But really studies seem to be indicating as women, you know, our emotions affect our stomach. And you said, you know, you get this pit feeling in your stomach, or you might get this contraction or this emptiness or this warm feeling in your gut. And, you know, a lot of times, like, that's where the expression comes from, you know, trust your gut, and they say your gut instinct. And women, as women especially, we do tend to feel our emotions on a very physical level, and it manifests through our gut. And, you know, I have had some similar experiences. You know, I'd love to share a story about a time when I was very young and where intuition could have actually saved my life. And, you know, I've had many experiences in my life where intuition has played a role in actually really helping me to still be here today. You know, I have had a, you know, very, you know, I've always had a very big interest in studying and following that inner voice that, you know, I call that voice God. Again, you can call it what you want. But when I was 17 and I first got my license, I was driving a Ford Taurus. It was a 1996 Ford Taurus. And that car just gave me so many issues. But I remember one time I was driving and I was on my, you know, on a highway. It was going home to New Jersey and where I was going to my house. And all of a sudden I felt intuitively, or in, you know, I felt like I should pull over. And it was like this voice in my head. It says, pull over and asked them at the gas pay station to check your oil. Now, I looked at my gas tank and my gas light, and it wasn't, you know, seemed like I had a full tank of gas. And I didn't even know what it meant, check your oil. You know, I'm like really a kid at this point and knew nothing about cars. My parents were great, you know, gracious enough to give me a car to drive for my 17th birthday. And I knew nothing about cars. I knew nothing about oil. So I pulled into this gas station, and I said, can you please check my oil? And they said, you know, we're not at really a service station. And I said, I really need you to check my oil for me. Please, can you check my oil? And I just felt this very, very strong intuition that there was something wrong with my oil tank. Again, I didn't even know what an oil tank was at the time. So he said, like, all right, fine. Like, and he's just staring at me and, like, waiting for me. And I'm like, okay. Like, and there was kind of no understanding. And he's like, you know, are you going to pop the hood? And I'm like, oh, okay. So I didn't know the oil tank was under the hood. So then I didn't even know how to open the hood. He had to, like, come and open the hood for me. So he opens the hood, and he, you know, looks in the oil tank, and he tells me, how did you know to check the oil tank? He's like, and I'm like, well, I just kind of felt like I needed to check the oil tank. He's like, there's no oil in your car. He's like, if you would have driven another mile or two, he's like, you probably would have made it home. He's like, the car could have just caught on fire or even blown up. He's like, there's no oil. This is really dangerous. And it turned out that I had an oil leak. And just intuitively, I knew, go check your oil tank. And, you know, that listening to that voice inside our head, my head, that day it saved my life probably, or at least caused me, you know, saved me from a lot of distress. And a lot of times as women, you know, we are a lot of times hearing this voice that tells us to do something or to not do something. And it can be difficult to know whether or not that voice is our voice of intuition or whether it's those voices in our head just that we create and fabricate telling us things that we're not supposed to do or that don't serve us. So, you know, how do you make that distinction between that voice of intuition that is going to serve you and that voice that's just you telling, you know, yourself negative thoughts? You know, where's the distinction there?
That's a beautiful question, and that is something that I believe is why it's called a practice and why I say practicing intuition. One of the things that you can notice when you start studying things about mastering yourself and self-improvement and all that is going back to our emotions. And one of the things that I bring to the table is a system called mastery systems, where we use different ways to easily get back into our bodies and to get clear on our action steps. And one of the things that goes on in that is this concept of emotional scale. So we have different types of emotions, including that sadness and anger. They're not bad. They're not something we should get away from or shouldn't exist in the world. That's natural. It's, again, body, a communication system for us. And including happiness, joy, those are also good things as well. And so related to that, the concept is as we get masterful, we have different ladders of this. So it's not a place where we find nirvana or a total sense of peace, and that's just our life until we pass on. It's that we're continually moving up and going through this. And so a challenge can be that you're on this path, you're starting to read books, you're starting to go to church more often, and you're finding these situations and saying, I thought that I'm not going to have to figure out if it's my head or if it's my ego. I thought my ego or my negative Nancy is going to go away. And unfortunately, my experience and my teachers and the people that I hang out with that are mentors to me say that that's not necessarily the case. The case is that we practice so we can easily, as you mentioned, recognize them and redirect ourselves, kind of like steering in water. And so one of the easy ways that I do this is a quick, simple 5 steps. I say out loud because there's power in saying it and verbalizing words versus saying things in your head. I quickly say, I feel, and I try and feel a part of my body, usually the intuition would be something that you can tune into. So if you felt something in your neck, kind of go over there. Maybe you felt something in your legs, move over there. Then after I feel, you can say, I stay. And that means instead of feeling something uncomfortable in your body or maybe wanting to check out all the reasons why blah, blah, blah is fake, you commit to being in your body, feeling your feelings, and staying in the present moment. And after you stay, then you say, I breathe. Because sometimes when we start doing things we're uncomfortable with or new, we tend to close up. So saying, I breathe, and then take a breath reminds us the flow of oxygen, making sure that our brain has enough oxygen to make good choices is important. And then after we breathe, we feel and we touch. And after we touch, I love. And that means we're moving away from the right and wrong, good and bad aspect. Whatever is coming up as we're breathing, touching, staying, and feeling, we love. And that's an easy way after going through those five little things, which you can really go in 15 seconds, you can tell is what's going on before still there, or is it quiet? If it's quiet after you go through those five I blank action steps, that's probably a good indicator that it was a negative thought. It wasn't something important. Real gut feelings, real intuition, real guidance, or real, hey, this is what should be going on. It's going to be consistent, and it's going to not get smaller when it goes away. In fact, after doing those five I blank, it'll probably be even louder if it's accurate intuition.
Well, that's amazing. I've never heard anything like that. Yeah, Akina, what do you think of that?
Well, that actually hit a nerve because when I was younger, I actually was running from my intuition. And I don't know if you've ever had clients like this, and I would love to hear your insight on it. When I was younger, stuff just started happening to me. Like people would ask me for something. I would pick it up and give it to them with, you know, money, for say, because I used to work in retail. And they would ask for an amount of money. I'd just hand them a bundle and just keep going. And they say, you didn't count it. I said, okay, count it. And it would be exactly what they wanted. Or I would talk to customers and know exactly what they wanted before they even tell me what they wanted, or different things like that. And it would start to get a little scary for me, and it would get kind of weird for them. So I started to stop doing that, stop working in my intuition, because it made people uncomfortable. What do you do for your clients that are going through that when they are kind of, they don't want to really fully venture into their intuition because of how they think other people feel?
I love that we're talking about this right now, Akina. And this is, again, another walking my talk, sharing from experience. I have always had a form of intuition as a young kid, and I was really able to see people's emotions really well. I was able to read people very easily. So I am somebody that is horrible liar, even a white liar. I was always horrible at it because I'm someone, as a lot of people who know me says, would be, oh, I'm pure, or I'm someone that is accountable for my word. And so it was easy for me to tell as a young kid, hey, this adult or this person, whoever, is not being authentic. Something's weird. Something's off. And, of course, in situations where you're in schools and teachers feel a certain way, or authorities get figures who are supposed to be rearing you in a certain way are being called out, the usual experience is, oh, no, I'm just making things up, or things are being weird, or I'm thinking too much, some excuse for it. And one thing that I have experienced and learned and through my trainings that I love to share with people is that if we're going to, quote unquote, dumb ourselves down or contain ourselves so the people in our world are satisfied, then it's mutually draining. Now, usually when people hear this, they're like, what does that mean? I don't understand, or that's completely weird. Because when I first started hearing all these things about empowering on a new level that was brand new to me, I took a moment to think about it. So what I mean that it's draining is, let's think about it this way. Whenever somebody doubts you, or maybe somebody's judging, usually the person that is on the other end has a sense of it, intuition again, just by the way they're talking to you, the demeanor of their body language, and the way that they interact with you. So if somebody around you is noticing that you're changing yourself, or you're kind of like saying, I don't think this person can handle me, then that's putting out some sort of signal to them. So it can be draining to them to feel like they have to be on eggshells, or maybe they have to be careful around you, or that something's not off where everybody can be comfortable being themselves. And that's always awkward, feeling like, I don't know what to say. Usually people like, and they talk often in our society, that they love environments where they can just be themselves and everybody's comfortable and free. And they often say things like, I can't do that everywhere. So it shows that not only are you feeling that uncomfortableness by pulling back, but the other person on some level notices it too. And a great example that I like to share about this that one of my teachers says often is, If that was the case, maybe the sun would dim itself because so many people cut out the sun and yell and scream at it, and yet it's not. For the logical people, they often say, well, the sun is an inanimate object, so why would you say that? The reason I say that is I believe and experience that nature can be a great reflection of how our life is. It can be a blueprint for it. And if we are created, you know, connected to nature, and we have things that we see in science that come from the stars, what better examples than things that are related to us? So the sun is shining and people are cussing at it, people are hating it and saying ew at it, and it's still there. And yet it provides so much wealth and it provides so much sustenance. So that's what I like to say, is that it's moving from the codependent, I have to be a certain place in order to be respected, from an empowerment, I am empowered in what I know, and by me showing up this way, I'm inviting you to step up. I'm inviting you to interact in a new level, is what I would tell you.
So would you recommend the 5 blank statement for somebody who is going through that? Or do you have a different plan that you give to your clients for that?
Well, the 5 statements, I breathe, I feel, I touch, I stay, and I love, they're really crucial. Anybody can use it, and it works in so many aspects, especially if you're stressed out or freaked out about something, or you're in your head and it's running and you need to stop and slow down. But if you are somebody that is moving into the stage of maybe depending on others to make you feel better, something of that nature, and refinding your purpose and being comfortable presenting yourself in the way that you desire regardless of what the others accept, another tool that you could really use that I think is really awesome is, and this is really quick, I like giving quick things for people, taking your right hand, putting it on top of your stomach, taking 5 deep breaths from that. And I say 5 because it's a great way to slow yourself down. Taking 2 quick breaths, you're still usually in your head. You're still usually really aware of what's going on, and you're really disconnected from how your body feels at the moment. So putting your hand, your right hand on your stomach, doing 5 breaths, and then saying, I am that I am, reminds us that we are children of God, and if God is our Father, what do we have to fear? If this is our gift from our Father, then why would we hide a gift so miraculous? If this is who we were created in His image to be, let's remind ourselves of how glorious that is. And again, the stomach being is so important because on the yoga side, in yoga, we believe that each part of our body kind of connects to certain aspects of our life and how we live. And our stomach is connected to our power aspect. So this is also, if you think about it, makes perfect sense because our food that we eat goes into our stomach. And food fuels our body. So it's in our power that we get fueled. So that's why we want to breathe in from there and touch our hands there to get reminded about where our glorious gifts and connection come from.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
you're
a
right,
great
Jess.
Statement.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic, isn't it, Akina?
Yes, that's a great statement, and that's actually a good power statement because that's where your energy is. That's your center, that's your core, and you need to connect with your core in order to know who you are. What do you think about that, Jessica? Is that something you tell your client?
Definitely. And, again, this actually goes into something that I have been doing the past few seasons. I had this whole shame, as a lot of women in our society can potentially have, regarding my stomach. We see so many images out there on TV, what it's supposed to look like, and the workouts to get the perfect version of our stomach, and showing so much of our stomach is obscene, or it's too, you know, outlandish, or it's too overt, and showing, having too much bagginess is being too frumpy or whatever. There's so much about it in our society. And so I think that we're touching on something really important, powerful here. What happens to us when we start to turn off from the movies, from the magazines, what they're trying to feed us about our power, as you just said, Akina? And what happens when we start coming in? Now, it might be scary because we have so much image about this, so much about our weight, et cetera, but taking that I stay and starting to have a conversation, starting looking in the mirror and say, maybe I can love what my stomach looks like. Maybe I can love my power. And ask myself this, if I know that my stomach is my power, why do I want to restrict my power? Why do I want to restrict the fuel that's powering my body? Why do I want to feel uncomfortable about being in my power? I think asking these questions, which I did, is a great way of redefining what's going on with us and empowering our women.
Yeah, that's amazing, Jess. And I think you put it perfectly, that, you know, we, by following our voice of intuition, we are living in that power. You know, we talked about throughout this call that we really do have two voices. We have that voice of intuition, and we have that voice of negativity. And when we follow that voice of intuition, we are claiming our power. And I think that's a fantastic, it's really the top of the, you know, mid-hour, I guess you can say. And so, you know, we do have to kind of close our call tonight, but I think it's a great place to end and just, you know, this is the Women's Empowerment Series, and just knowing that when we follow our voice and intuition, that we do come from a place of power. I want to ask you, Jessica, would you be willing to just kind of send us an email with those 5 steps that you talked about on the call so we can post it to our website?
Definitely. And I thank you guys so much for taking the time to let me share my passion and to hear your wonderful stories, Akina, about being naturally in the moment, just using your intuition, and Jessica showing that it's never too early to find it.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the call. We really appreciate you, View, and we're really grateful for you taking your time out tonight to join us on our call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Well, as we always let you guys know, if you want to hear a replay of this call, you can find us on Podomatic, on iTunes, on Blog Chat Radio, and our website, changingmindsonline.com. Thank you all for listening in tonight. We love you. God bless, and have a great night.
Good night.
Bye.